Hello and welcome to your first tutorial of Module 1. Hello and welcome to your first tutorial of the Shadow Work Journey. I'm beyond excited. I'm more than excited. I'm excitedly excited that we can get started on Level 2 today. I'm sure you've noticed this, I'm sure you're aware of this, but Level 2 is my absolutely favorite thing on the planet because in this course, you're going to get to know your 12 unique soul energies. You're going to activate those energies. You're going to embody those energies. And you're going to get started with living your life purpose, your soul purpose in this world. This is also why I love Level 2. I love Level 2 because when you're at the Level 2 stage, when you're at the Chakra 8 vibratory stage, it means that you've already undertaken the big clean up and clean out. You've already spent some months, some years working at the Level 1 stage. You've cleaned up your chakras, you've strengthened them, you've healed your life, you've changed your energy, you've started working with the white light, you've begun practicing mindfulness, and now you're ready to truly find out in an egoless way, in a chakrically fit way, in a white light, wonderful way, what you are here to become. Anytime someone tells me they're beginning Level 2, or I hear about their beginning Level 2, or I find out that they're starting the Chakra 8 journey, I get a flutter in my heart. That flutter in my heart is my cells of my being responding to me being able to express my soul purpose by helping other people express theirs. There is nothing more sacred. There is nothing more expansive. There is nothing more juicy, delicious, joyful, wonderful, amazing than discovering your purpose in life. And in this incredible journey, and I'm allowed to say that this journey is incredible because I didn't create this journey. I transcribe this journey. I advocate this journey. I dedicate my life to receiving the information accurately so I can accurately transcribe and advocate it for you. I've undertaken this journey, but I am not the creator of this journey. I am simply the woman or the medium that can walk between both worlds, that can clearly perceive and receive energy, information, and instruction, and can then, like a tour guide, show you the journey. Show you how to get started. Show you where to follow the path. Show you how to stay on the path. And show you what you should do and help you understand and show you what you shouldn't do to get where you're going. I would like you to view me as the tour guide of this journey. An experienced and well-traveled tour guide. Rest assured, I am experienced and well-traveled. But I am your guide. I am just pointing you in the right direction. I'm giving you tips, I'm giving you advice, I'm giving you instruction. Not only because I can clearly see and communicate with the white light and the white light angels, but because I've already undertaken this journey many a time. And I know how to show you how to do it in the most effortless and easiest way possible. But this journey is your own. It is your own sacred journey into your Chakra 8. It is your own sacred journey into discovering your 12 unique soul energies. It is your own sacred journey into downloading your soul blueprint and understanding it and beginning to live it and express it. When you sign up for the Level 2 School of the Modern Mystic course, you make a pledge to your soul. You pledge that you are now ready, willing and able to discover your true soul vocation, to discover your true life purpose. And you pledge to your soul that you are willing to live it, even if that means overcoming your shadows, overcoming your doubts, overcoming your fears, overcoming fears of success, overcoming fears of shining brightly, overcoming fears of being seen and heard, and facing your inner demons, your inner shadows, your inner deepest core fears and resistances and objections to doing just this. You need to understand that we're talking about soul purpose here. You need to understand we're talking about the real thing. We're talking about your true soul's vocation. We're talking about your real life purpose. And this isn't something that should be taken lightly. You need to understand that when you begin the level 2 journey, when you raise your vibrations into your chakra 8 and say, I am ready, able, and willing to discover what I'm truly here to become, your life will change. You will quickly see how ego is operating in your life. You will quickly see how ego is attaching itself to your self-identity. You will quickly see how ego is holding you back, stopping you from doing those things you should be doing to live your truth, and making you pull back from those things that you shouldn't be doing to live your truth. I don't want this to sound heavy, but you have to understand, we're going for the real thing. We're going for the purpose of our life here. And you need to understand that not only will this knock the ego out of you and continue to knock the ego out of you, it will also pose challenges and conflicts, because what your soul wants you to do, what your soul wants you to be, what your soul wants you to become is far, far beyond what you at this point in your life can envision for yourself. It is magnificent. It is grand. It is unspeakably beautiful. It is bliss. But in order to step up and shine brightly, you need to be willing to overcome ego, to work on your chakras, to channel white light, to be dedicated to your day-to-day practices. You need to be willing to do the grunt work, to do the grind, to do what you need to do to keep your vibrations raised and your chakras open and happy. You need to chop wood and carry water. And you need to also understand that it is a journey we're undertaking. In level 2, you are undertaking an 8 to 12 month journey on discovering what you're born to be. This means that in order for you to meet your soul essences, in order for you to activate your soul essences, in order for you to journey with your soul essences, in order for you to become a vessel to embody these sacred energies, you have a lot of work to do on yourself. Now, I know that you already know that that's going to be the case because you've completed level 1. You know that you need to do the work, the daily work, the difficult work. You know that your life is going to get cracked open at various times in the course so that you can release yourself from ego and surrender to your higher self. So I know that this is going to take place. But what's remarkable about the level 2 course is that we've created ways in which your cracking opens, in which your egoic struggles, in which your fears and insecurities and feelings of self-doubt are heard, seen, accepted, integrated, and quickly moved through. I will now share with you the structure of level 2. Remember, Chakra 8 Journey is dedicated to helping you discover your life purpose. The complete expression of your life purpose doesn't take place until level 3, doesn't take place until you begin working with Chakra 9. Once you have that clarity of knowing, once you know beyond a shadow of a doubt what your soul essences are, what your master essence is, and what your soul blueprint is telling you to do in this world, you are then ready to begin expressing it. And the full expression of that takes place, like I mentioned only moments ago, in level 3, in the Chakra 9 journey. Level 2 is made up of 4 modules. And each one of these modules or experiences or journeys takes place on 4 different vibrations, 4 different planes of existence. So you could envision it like this: within the Chakra 8 journey, There are four different journeys to make. There are four different worlds. And in order to complete Chakra 8 and to know beyond a shadow of a doubt what your soul purpose is, you need to be able to access each one of these worlds, undertake each one of these four journeys, discover what's waiting for you in these worlds and journeys, integrate that information, and come to know it as truth. That is why the level two journey takes a minimum of 8 to 12 months, because there is a lot for you to explore, discover, integrate, and become. But that's what we're doing here in level two. We are becoming the discovery of our soul purpose. We are getting to know beyond a shadow of a doubt what we're here to be in the world. And the only way that we can come to know something fully, wholly, is by experiencing that and knowing it to be truth. This is similar to the experience that you had with the chakras in level one. Initially, you probably only had heard about the chakras, or were only experiencing them really in a mental or knowledge-based fashion. You hadn't yet really had the experience of your chakras. You hadn't yet really had the experience of what it means to feel your chakras, to work with your chakras, and to be able to channel white light and get your chakras healthy and happy. This is exactly the same as what you will be doing in level two. Initially, you will be understanding the information I give you, but then in a short space of time, hopefully, you'll then also be experiencing and integrating and coming to know what I'm telling you. That's why level two is a series of experiences. It's a series of events taking place on four different vibratory planes in which you are accessing the vibration, experiencing the vibration, understanding the energy and information of that vibration, assimilating the energy and information of that vibration, and then integrating that so that it can become truth. That is what the process of ascension is. That is what it means to develop spiritually. We are able to raise our vibrations to access a new plane, to then experience that new plane, to then understand that new plane, to then assimilate the energy and information, as well as integrate the energy and information. And then we come away being elevated, having our vibrations raised, becoming a new person. And that's what this level two journey is. You are becoming what you were born to be, literally. The first world or journey within level two is the shadow work journey. This is the very beginning of the Chakra 8 journey. And in the shadow work journey, you will be undertaking an initiation. And this initiation is actually a purification. In order to be initiated into the Chakra 8 journey, or in order to be accepted into the vibration of the white and your Chakra 8, you need to be clean and clear energetically. Now, of course, your chakras are much cleaner and clearer than they were before you began level one. But in order to undertake this sacred journey, you need to look at your deepest fears. You need to confront your shadow. You need to confront your shadow in all of its shadowy selves so that you're able to begin. Once you've done that, you then move on to the second module, the second vibratory plane, and that is the Temple One journey. In the Temple One journey, you will take the sacred journey of walking up the 22 steps to your soul temple. And within your soul temple, you will experience one by one meeting your soul essences. Those 12 unique soul energies that make up you, those 12 unique soul expressions that come together, that combine, that merge, that meld to make your individual soul blueprint, will make themselves available to you. In Temple One, they will reveal themselves to you so that you can begin to understand what energies operate within you and how. This process then deepens once we move up to Temple 2. Again, like the journey from the shadow work world into the Temple 1 world, we will walk up 22 stairs into our second temple. And every stair we walk up, we will be rapidly raising our vibrations so that we can access the plane of the third world, so that we can experience it, so that we can understand the information and energy that's given to us, so that we can then go on to assimilate that and integrate that, so that we can become the understanding of our soul essences and how they operate in the world. In Module 3, in the Temple 2 journey, you will spend time with each one of your soul essences in their world. You will, like a student learning from a master, become their disciple, become their apprentice, and they will show you, they will teach you, they will instruct you on how to become their energy, how to embody it, how to activate it, and how to get started living it in the world. And then the final vibration that we need to access is the underworld journey. And in this journey, you will then journey into your past lives. You will journey into your experiences on the other side. You will journey into different planes of spirit and different planes of vibration in order to clear out anything that's stopping you from becoming a clear vessel for the embodiment of your 12 sacred soul energies. It's now time to get started with Module 1. It's now time to begin the shadow work journey. The shadow work journey begins where the journey into the white meditation, or also called the soul essence journey meditation, ends. The shadow work journey begins from your garden. And this is what you need to visualize in order to begin Module 1. From your garden, you will turn to your right, and there you can see a path leading out from your garden and away. You now find this path and begin to walk down it, moving further and further away with every step from your garden. As you continue to walk down the path, you realize that you're being lightly covered, lightly showered by a gentle rain and mist. And with every passing step, as you move further away from your garden and further down the path, the gentle rain and mist thickens. And soon, you're barely able to see in front of you. Then, suddenly, out from the mist steps a figure. This figure is standing directly in front of you, blocking the path. And you immediately notice that it's a shaman. The shaman beckons you with a wave of his hand, and together you go through a door and you find yourself in a cave. You have arrived in the vibration of the shadow work journey. In the vibration of the shadow work journey, you will discover and confront and release your deepest fears and insecurities surrounding your soul purpose. You will discover and release those negative subconscious programmings that are stopping you from stepping out and shining brightly. And in order for you to do this, in order for you to discover and release those deepest fears, those deep-seated insecurities, and feelings of lack of self-worth, you need the advice and guidance of the shaman. The shaman, also called Death, works for the light, but his realm, his speciality, his profession, is finding their shadows and helping us transmute them into light. So it can be said that the shaman is a light worker, but he works in the shadows, He is a shadow hunter. And in these next months, you will work closely together with the shaman to discover what is holding you back from shining brightly and expressing your truth. Now that you're in the vibration of the shadow world journey, now that you've met the shaman and have ventured into his cave, it's time to begin to discover those deep-seated beliefs and heal them once and for all. And this is how you will do just that. Now returning to the visualization, now that you have walked from the garden, down the path, now that you've met the shaman, now that you have entered his cave, now that you're accessing the vibration of the shadow work journey, you now notice, etched onto the floor of the cave, 12 spiritual directions. They look like a clock face or 12 slices of a pie. They also look like a compass. Envision, visualize a compass or a clock or a pie in 12 sections, etched or carved into the floor of the cave. And now that you can see this clearly, the shaman steps away from your side and stands in the center of the 12 spiritual directions, the point in which all 12 lines, or all 12 numbers, or all 12 slices of the pie meet in the center. He now beckons you to join him, waving his hand towards you, asking you to come to the center of the 12 spiritual directions. And you do just this. From the vantage point of the middle of the circle, of the middle of the 12 spiritual directions, you are aware of 12 lines moving out from underneath your feet into different directions. And when you look more closely still, you can see that each line is quite thick, some inches thick. And when you look even more closely, you notice that each line is numbered. You can see number 1. And then you move to your right and look at the next line, and you see number 2. And then you move to your right again, and you look at the next line, and you notice the number 3 etched in it. And you move to your right again, moving in a clockwise direction, and you're aware of the 4th line and the number 4 etched in it. And if you were to continue to move to the right in a clockwise direction, you would continue to see the rest of the numbers right through to 12. These 12 spiritual directions, they are your compass in level 2. They are the way in which you navigate throughout the entire level 2 course. And in due time, you'll come to know the 12 spiritual directions very well. But for now, all you need to do is be able to visualize yourself arriving at the shaman's cave, entering the shaman's cave, seeing the 12 spiritual directions etched onto the floor of the shaman's cave, and then moving into the center of the 12 spiritual directions in order to begin the shadow work journey. Once you're able to visualize that successfully, you have accessed the vibration of the first module in level 2, and then you're ready to begin the journey with the shaman. Visualize yourself standing together with the shaman in the center of the 12 spiritual directions. Now look around you at the 12 lines which indicate each spiritual direction, which are each numbered, and find the first line. Find the line that is numbered 1. Now, together with the shaman, step onto that line. Step onto line 1 and continue to stay standing on it. Suddenly, you will feel a vibration in your body. A certain feeling will come over you, a certain type of energy. And now slowly you begin to feel as if you're sinking into the floor, as if you're sinking slowly into the number one, into the first spiritual direction of the 12 spiritual directions. You feel no anxiety or no fear as this takes place. You're just simply slowly sinking peacefully, gently into the first vibration. And as you sink further and further, you can feel a wave of energy engulf you, a flood of emotion come over you. And now, with the shaman by your side, you have accessed the vibration of the first spiritual direction. It's time to meet a deep-seated fear and insecurity and release it forever.